The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this show are not necessarily those of Stewart Information Services Corporation, Stewart Title, or Stewart Insurance. Before you make any investment, you should seek the advice of your investment advisor or attorney.
Whether you're a real estate broker, realtor, homeowner, buyer, or seller, everything matters when it comes to real estate. This is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. Stewart Title's Bill Knappick and guests open the door to what really matters in owning, buying, and selling real estate. And now, Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title, brought to you by Stewart Insurance. Here to inform, entertain, and inspire, Bill Knappick.
Welcome to the show. It is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I'm your host, Bill Knappick. Thank you for joining us on this holiday weekend, a wonderful weekend it is. And today we have a tremendous show for you as always. In fact, yes, we're going to talk real estate, and real estate applies to everything. That's right. But also we're going to go forth here at Stewart Title like we often do, and we're going to try to help the community and even far beyond. So let's get down to business and welcome Denise Mears. She is the executive director and founder of an organization called Project Protect Our Children. Denise, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
And what a worthy cause. So we're going to tell people all about Project Protect Our Children and also how they can help. But first of all, let's tell people about your organization.
Absolutely. So Project Protect Our Children was founded in 2019. Prior to being called to start this nonprofit, I had the opportunity at the end of 2016 to work with teenage trafficking victims in Houston through another nonprofit. And I will say that, you know, what I saw with the young women that we worked with, it was different versions of the same story. And from a trafficking perspective, you know, we could help them rebuild their lives. But at the end of the day, that is so hard. There were so many gaps that exist that we could have prevented. I'll never forget one little girl saying to me, "Miss Denise, if I'd only known that DM from social media is what connected her to the individual that ended up trafficking her." And so, you know, understanding the climate and what programs are out there and services, I started seeing that there are identified gaps and how can we fill those gaps. And so that's what Project Protect Our Children, how it came to be. I felt called to provide those programs and services, and all that we do is at no cost. There is never a fee associated for all of our programs.
And of course, you're based right here in Houston.
We are.
However, whoever hears us can also help. And we're going to, right off the bat, the website is
www.projectprotectourchildren.com.
Projectprotectourchildren.com. You can help wherever you are.
Absolutely.
But the other thing, Denise, I think about, we hear about trafficking, especially down here in the South, Houston, mm-hmm. Texas. I would think it happens all over, but how big a problem is it? It's heartbreaking that individuals would do this or groups, but how prevalent is this?
It is. And the reality is we have students sitting in classrooms that are being trafficked, that are being exploited. A student, a youth, a child being able to identify that what is happening to them is wrong is one of the biggest challenges that we face. They don't understand that what is happening to them is wrong or who to go to and how to get help. And so I will say, depending upon, you know, what report or what research you look at, it's hard to quantify trafficking numbers. But the University of Texas, the Division of Social Work, did a report, Human Trafficking by the Numbers, where they estimate that at any given time in the state of Texas, we have over 313 adults and minors and children that are being trafficked in the state of Texas. And that out of that 313, 79,000 are minors and youth that are commercially, sexually trafficked. And so for those of you in Houston, think about NRG Stadium. NRG Stadium seats 72,000. When that study was done, the calculations were from domestic. So that's not even counting our youth and minor population from our migrant population. And so, you know, understanding that victim identification is huge, but really the core of the issue is any unmet need in a child's life equals a vulnerability. And predators and traffickers will take advantage of that unmet need and use it as a way to connect with them. We, as a nation, as parents, as our education system, we are not doing as much, in my personal opinion, as we should be, to counteract social media, the internet, and the impact that it is having on our youth. And so having the ability to reach the students, to give them the knowledge and understanding, so that they have the ability to recognize that level of manipulation is so important.
Well, as parents and grandparents, first thing I'm thinking about is my granddaughter and even grandson at 8 and 10 years old. Yes. And I think as people are listening right now that have children,
yes,
and I think we all think it can't happen to our family. And I want to embellish also, you mentioned this starts in many cases, if not all, on social media, where the child is linked into social media, and this is how this is the entrance for the predator.
Well, and so we all remember the Stranger Danger campaigns, right? And the big white van. The reality is, you know, the cell phone is now the white van. You can, instead of worrying about who your child is going to connect with when they're not with you, they can be sitting on the couch with you and connecting. And that's why it's so important that we as community members, as parents, as guardians, as grandparents, understand that that is a vulnerability. Ensuring that our youth social media accounts are private and that they understand who they can go to and how they can ask questions, because they will be approached.
And let's tell people how they can help. I would think certainly on the website, projectprotectourchildren.com, but also explain the ways we can all help.
Absolutely. So one of the ways that we identified as a huge gap was no programs were giving youth a seat at the table. We were talking to youth and at youth, and we were telling them what to look for and what to watch for, but we weren't ever involving them in those conversations. So we conceptualized and launched a Youth Action Board, which is an unparalleled program that gives youth that opportunity to be champions. So we give them all of the knowledge and understanding, and then they come up with different events and activities that they can bring to their school campus to raise awareness of what human trafficking is, what sextortion is, what are red flags, what to watch for, and then how to get help. And so what we've seen since we launched this program in 2020 is our youth very much want to be part of the solution. We piloted the program for 3 years this last year. We expanded it throughout the state of Texas. And I'm happy to say that on the 8 active campuses this last year, they reached over 13,000 of their peers, getting that message out. Because at the end of the day, campaigns that you and I come up with, and we can spend a month, but they're not going to be as well received as a campaign that the youth themselves. So when you ask me what you can do, think about the youth in your life. We want to grow the youth-driven anti-human trafficking movement. We want to create positive change. We want to give our youth that ability. Let's grow this program. Right now, we're across the state of Texas and in Alabama with it, I'm proud to say. And so let's continue growing it. Everything is free. There is no cost associated with it. School, we have a middle school version, high school version. Let's get our youth involved. Let's give them the tools that they need to bring the message to the peers. I also think it's important to say that in doing so, we're a Presidential Volunteer Service Award certifying organization. We've been able to award 16 Presidential Volunteer Service Awards since we started this program to our Youth Action Board member. Through the years, since we first launched in 2020, they have reached over 30,000. And that's in our pilot school district and then how we expanded this year. So think about, you know, different ways. And then, of course, you know, funding. We can only serve as much as our funding allows, right? And we can do more with more. And so I will say, you know, we have multiple programs. We have parent, caregiver. We train educators to be able to identify and respond and report trafficking. We can only do so much with funding. So if you are out there, your real estate agent, think about possibly a donation at closing. You know, $25 for every closing. Help us meet the need, the demand, because it's great. We're providing programs now across the state of Texas, but we could continue to do more with more donations and more funding.
So anyone listening anywhere, realtor, non-realtor,
yes,
regular person,
yes,
they can pull out a checkbook, go to the
Absolutely.
Website, projectprotectourchildren.com.
Yes.
And a donation, I would think, of any size, where you are.
Every dollar counts.
Certainly does.
At the end of the day, from a nonprofit standpoint, every dollar counts. Even corporate sponsorship, right? Or becoming a monthly donor. There are so many different ways. Volunteerism. If you feel called to this and you want to make and you want to step in and be a champion right alongside our team and our youth, think about your time, your talents, and your interest. Your circle of influence. How can you help us? Because at the end of the day, our mission is to prevent child trafficking, exploitation, and abuse from happening. We want to prevent it before it begins.
Are there certain ages where this happens more with children?
So I will say anytime that you have a child that has an unmet need, that child is vulnerable. From a quantifiable standpoint, 12 to 15 is probably the most vulnerable. Depending upon the research statistics you look at, there was a federal report that was just released. I wish I had it in front of me, because out of all of the cases that were in 2023, I think the oldest was 21, with the average age, I believe, being 15. So, you know, at the end of the day, any youth that has that ability to use the internet and social media and gaming, think about Roblox, think about Minecraft. I could give you examples of different platforms that predators have used to contact our children.
We're talking again with Denise Mears. She is the founder and executive director of Project Protect Our Children. ProjectProtectOurChildren.com. Denise, before we close the segment, what else do you want people to know?
I will say that we all have a role to play in fighting human trafficking. It doesn't matter what you do, where you live, or who you are. So spread awareness. You know, we have, as I said before, a multitude of programs. We have programs for parents, caregivers, guardians. We actually have a corporate Human Trafficking 101 module in English and Spanish that we give companies so that they can provide that training to their employees. Regardless, everyone has a role to play. It's just figuring out what yours is.
And just a quick two or three bullet points for parents and grandparents. Mm-hmm. What can we do at home to protect our children right there in our home?
So one, I will say, go to our website, and under resources, you're going to see we have a parent, caregiver, guardian, human trafficking, social media, and internet safety, a booklet. And so I think it's 32 pages. So go through it. It talks through the different ages and how to have those conversations. And it gives you information that everyone needs that has a youth or a child in their lives. And I think be that trusted adult. Kids are going to make mistakes, and make sure that they know that when those mistakes happen, when they get that DM that is asking them for a nude picture, sextortion is real, and it is so on the rise, that they know that they can come to you and that you will process it, and we're all going to get upset. I can tell you from a parent perspective, I would get upset because that's your initial response, but then listen and talk about what the next steps are. Be that person that helps them out of that situation.
Again, the website is projectprotectourchildren.com. Once again, that's projectprotectourchildren.com. Denise Mears, executive director and founder, thank you for raising our awareness, Denise.
Thank you.
Such an important cause. And thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
As we continue, let's talk real estate with the Cooley team. Oh, yeah. Shelley and Chris Cooley. Hey, guys. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey, Bill. Great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we're so excited, and it's just great, again, to talk real estate. You guys are doing tremendous work. So, first of all, Shelley, let's tell people about the Cooley team.
Well, so Chris and I have been in the real estate space now for about 8 years. I started out a little earlier. I've been in the industry for about 14 years now. We actually just launched the Cooley team in March of 2024. We've been working really hard the last several years building our brand and serving our community. And so we are excited that we've just launched the Cooley team. We're currently with EXP. We've been with EXP for about 6 years now.
Well, here in Houston, Texas, we're known about launching things, and right here to be a part of helping launch the Cooley team, we're honored at Stewart Title. Thank you so much for allowing this experience. Chris, let's tell people your role on the team. I think it's fun to be on the Cooley team. I could tell already.
Oh, yeah. We have a good time. You know, it's interesting because, as Shelley mentioned, we just broke away from a very large team in the Houston area, and we've been marketing ourselves as the Cooley team for a lot of years now. But now we are actually the Cooley team, and I think we're still trying to figure out exactly what our roles are. Shelley and I are both really good at a lot of the same things, and typically that's, you know, that's FaceTime with people. That is, you know, attention to what our clients are looking for with us, whether we're working with sellers or buyers. But there's a lot of things that have to go on in the back end of that, the back office space, and that's really where we're working right now to get the right people in place, the right resources to be able to cover all of our bases. Right now, we're doing it, and it's fun. It's busy, though.
Well, I also want to tell people, as they're not looking at you as I am, you are a husband and wife team. And in real estate, we know here in Houston, Texas, and beyond, there are husband and wife teams out there. But let's tell people, what do you do as a team and husband and wife to make this successful, and how does it help buyers and sellers?
I think, you know, like Chris mentioned, you know, we work together behind the scenes. We work a lot of our own transactions. And I think as we get further down the road here as the Cooley team, he and I are going to start teaming up more on a transaction and divvying it up, so to speak. Right now, I mean, as far as our level of service, I think is really our focus. We want people to feel like they are our only clients. And we, you know, have a lot of transactions going on simultaneously, but we want everybody to get the Cooley experience and feel special. And we just want them to feel like we have provided them with a level of service that they can't get with another agent.
Yeah, I think attention to detail is big too. And that's why it's so important to us that we have the right systems in place and the right resources to be able to make sure that we are covering all our bases from soup to nuts. And we want our clients we want that to be transparent to our clients. Right, we're doing a lot of things in the background that nobody ever sees, and I think there's a big misconception with real estate market that people are not in it. Think, oh well, you list our home and then you go away and you field some calls and maybe you do a little negotiation on the back end, write a couple contracts, and you're done.
It's easy.
And yeah, it's easy, but that's not
a big misconception.
Yeah. That's a huge misconception.
Sometimes the media, TV especially, makes things look easy in real estate. Also, guys, as people are hearing about your team right now, as far as geographically, let's tell people what part of town you're in primarily and also how you approach your real estate world.
We focus more on the north side of Houston. I think, you know, we live in the Cypress area. We would love to say that, you know, we are Cypress-based realtors, but that's just not true. I always tell people my car is going to go wherever I have an opportunity. But we typically do focus, you know, on the north side of Houston. As far as the way that we approach our business, I mean, we rely heavily on past clients as our referral source. So I think that, you know, that's why we pride ourselves in providing top-notch service, because we know that that person that we're working with, by the time the transaction ends, we want them to be able to sing our praises, and we want them to, you know, anytime that they're talking to somebody and they hear that somebody is looking for a real estate advisor, we want them to think of us first.
And certainly right now, Houston, Texas, as we talk about right here on the show, it's growing in every direction, especially as we look at the west, northwest Cypress area. The growth is unbelievable, right, Chris?
Absolutely it is. But what's happening, what we see a lot of in Houston specifically is, you know, people may be moving from Sugar Land to the Cypress area or to the Woodlands. And we've done deals in, you know, in Belleville, Galveston, College Station. I mean, we're really all over the places. Shelley mentioned we do a lot of business up in Conroe area. You know, we're also now seeing a lot more transplants, people that are moving in from out of state. I'm working with some people that, you know, are from California that are, I just spent some time with them yesterday. They're going to be buying a newly built home in Cypress area. And we're seeing them come in from New York and Florida. So, you know, really a hodgepodge of different people that are coming in. But as Shelley said, what's so important to us is that we're providing the kind of service to all of our clients that's going to make them want to refer us to their friends and family going forward and to come back to us once it's time to make another move.
And as you're out there, how are you finding the marketplace right now? Because we hear different stories about what's going on, but in your world, how's the market?
The market's good. I mean, we're busy. I think, you know, the rates have kept a lot of buyers on the fence. But I think just with anything, buyers have gotten used to the rates. And when there is a need or even a desire to move, people are going to find a way to make that happen, regardless of what the rates are. So I think once we start to see, you know, the rates come down a little bit, I think more and more people are going to jump back into the market. But currently, you know, the market's healthy. It really is. I mean, days on market are a little bit longer than what we've seen, what we would like them to be sometimes. Homes are selling and there are buyers out there purchasing those homes.
We're talking with Shelley and Chris Cooley, the Cooley team. I just like saying it, guys.
Count on Cooley.
Count on Cooley.
Count on Cooley. I think we've got
hashtag
something there.
Count on Cooley.
Yeah.
Well, and people are hearing you all over the Houston area and far beyond. So I don't think they're going to forget the Cooley team because you can
count on Cooley.
There you go. Woo. It's kind of teamwork. So in the meantime, as we look ahead, here we are. This is the halfway point of the year today, in fact. What's the outlook, Chris?
Well, as Shelley pointed out, everybody's talking about interest rates and, you know, how that's driving the market. And that's a, you know, that's a nationwide comment. That's not just the Houston area or Texas. Everybody's got their eyes on it. As we were walking in this morning, you know, we heard that there are some indices that are saying that, you know, there's a possibility that rates may take a little bit of a dip. But what we're seeing is that, and Shelley mentioned it, and I've heard it many, many times by economists and others that are in the industry saying that people are just going to have to get used to a, you know, 6.5% or thereabouts interest rate for a while now. It might dip down to, you know, a little bit below 6.5 or, you know, maybe a little above and hover around the 7 points. But historically speaking, and I know this is way overused, but when you look at, you know, over the past 20, 30 years, you look back at the 80s, and, you know, double digit interest rates, people were still buying and selling houses back there like gangbusters. So I think it's just a little shell shock that people are going through and they're coming out of it now. And so we're seeing a very vibrant market out there right now. It might have slowed down for a little while, but boy, they're coming back in droves.
Well, also, as you are a team and so many real estate professionals right here in Houston, give us an idea of the experience in terms of the distinctions if I work with the Cooley team. I know there's benefits, Shelley.
Yes, like I mentioned, we really pride ourselves on customer service. But something I would like to say is that, you know, we're your contact from contract to close. I know that, you know, there are lots of different models out there that other agents use, and, you know, you might get passed off from one person to the next, depending on the stage of the transaction. And that's something that, you know, I really want people to know about us, that you are going to get that personalized attention. That type of service is very important to us to provide. And the only way we feel like we can do that is if we are working with the person in the transaction from, you know, contract to close every step of the way.
And Shelley, you can be doing so many things in life. What is it about real estate that attracts you and keeps you in this profession?
Oh, it's the people. For sure. I get to meet so many amazing people, and, you know, they might start out as a client, but by the time the transaction is coming to a close, typically we wind up as friends. So, and that's what it's all about. I mean, it's about building relationships in this industry.
And how about you, Chris?
Well, absolutely. What Shelley just said, I agree with, because I'm contractually obliged to agree with everything she says.
I'm the boss.
We have a contract. I signed. No, actually, I think one of the things that I really enjoy about it is just the opportunity to get involved in other charities and things that, you know, are important to everybody out there. And, you know, we might not have been plugged into the kinds of organizations or people that we are now just to be able to go do that. And a lot of times we're sought out just because we're doing a great job, I think, on social media. We're getting to be well known out there. People are starting to really think about Count on Cooley these days. And so people are reaching out to us. Organizations are reaching out to us so that we can kind of use some of that, you know, that exposure that we have and help those organizations. In fact, Shelley just had one recently that she'd probably want to tell you about.
Yeah. So because of my being in this industry, you know, I have the opportunity to collaborate with a lot of agents and a lot of other real estate professionals. And so another agent and I that lives in my area, she reached out to me. She was going to be raising or campaigning to raise funds for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And so I teamed up with her and about 29 other ladies. And I know Stuart Title, they gave a generous donation. And but we were actually, I want to give a shout out to Claire Warren because she was an amazing leader of Team Worth More Than Four. And we actually raised, more than $350,000 wow. for the organization in less than 10 weeks. So it was a pretty big deal. And that just because I met her, that gave me the opportunity to do something like that.
That sounds awesome. And I know people out there listening are going to want to count on Cooley, Shelley, and Chris Cooley. Let's tell them how they can reach out to you.
Well, they can find us on any of the social pages. We're thecooleyteam.com. So our email addresses are very easy. Shelley at countoncooleyhtx.com. And I'll let Chris give his info.
Chris at countoncooleyhtx.com. And then our website is
thecooleyteamhtx.com. 832-419-6039.
Or you can call 713-377-8147.
And again, Shelley, your phone number is?
832-419-6039.
713-377-8147 for Chris.
Thank you both. It's awesome to see you. The Cooley Team.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Bill.
As we continue, let's go to Galveston, Texas. Oh, yeah, Galveston Island Humane Society. We have the executive director. His name is Josh Henderson. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, you know, we want to do some help on this show today, and especially animals are so important. People, realtors, real estate professionals love dogs and cats. Everybody does, and you're helping those animals in a tremendous way. Let's tell people about the Galveston Island Humane Society.
So the Galveston Island Humane Society is Galveston's only animal shelter. We're a 501c3 nonprofit founded in 1981. So we've been around for a minute. Now, we do a lot. We are a open intake facility. So we accept animals that are found by the public. We also are the contracted impound facility for Galveston's Animal Services Unit. And so we get animals that come to us from a wide range of reasons. And our goal is to find them a suitable forever home. In some cases, that requires a little bit more rehab, a little bit more medical care than others. But all in all, we currently are caring for somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 animals that come through our facility each year, with currently over approximately 300 altogether in care today.
And that's a lot. So, and when we talk about animals, the first thing I think about are dogs and cats. So you have dogs and cats, but are there other animals?
You know, there are. Galveston being what it is, there's always a lovely little curveball. And so we do primarily focus on dogs and cats, but that's far from all that comes through our facility. We are the processing location for Galveston Island ghost wolves, along with all of the injured wildlife that that Galveston can bring us. So on any given day, we may have 8 injured birds as well getting ready for triage and transport to wildlife rehabilitators.
Well, that's a lot of work.
There's never a dull day around the shelter.
How big is the shelter where you're housing and helping these animals?
Well, you know, like most animal welfare organizations, not quite big enough. We stay full. We have a design capacity to hold about 65 dogs of varying sizes and about 89 cat cages. And so we're currently housing more than that, much like just about every other animal welfare organization throughout our nation.
Well, as we think about let's take dogs and cats, for example, right now with dogs, if someone wants to help a dog, adopt a dog, that's possible, right? Tell us the procedure, how that works.
So we try to make that as easy as possible. Now, every animal that we have available for adoption, you can go to our website at galvestonhumane.org, and you can view our adoption process. You can view all of our adoptable pets. And if you're not quite ready to adopt, we also have a foster program. If you think about how long animals these days are having to spend waiting for their forever home, we've actually had to make an update to our website, and we're now publicizing a 100 club for the dogs that have been in our custody awaiting that forever home for more than 100 days. We have dogs, it's sadly quite common that these dogs and cats are stuck for more than 100 or 200 days.
It's a long time.
It really is.
So once again, I think that's a good idea. So someone can foster a dog in this case for what period of time? How does that work?
You know, we're easy to work with. We actually have launched a borrow a bestie program. So, you know, you may not have 3 months to foster a dog in the classical sense where you would foster until the dog ultimately finds a home. And while we desperately do need fosters that fit that model, we have a lady that works offshore. And while she's gone on a boat for 3 weeks, she also gets to come back and she's off the boat for 3 weeks. So whether it's 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days, or just to borrow a puppy, take them down for a walk on the beach, get a pup cup and bring them back, that valuable time out of the shelter may give us some additional insight into the best forever home. Some additional insight into how that animal behaves while he's not stuck at the Humane Society waiting.
And then let's hit cats for a second. Can you foster a cat as well?
You can absolutely foster a cat. And let's face it, if we've got a mama cat and her kittens, you might be able to let those kittens grow up until they're old enough to go through their spay and neuter surgery. And then that enables those kittens to be out of a shelter environment. It's going to be less germs they're exposed to overall in a home environment than in a shelter environment. So come adoption day, we've got animals that have been exposed to less because they've been out of that group shelter environment.
And then as far as if someone wants to make an actual adoption forever home, quote, so how's that procedure? Easy
so
to do, right?
That procedure's remarkably easy. Our adoption application is available online. We can run through the entire process all remotely. I could send you a adoption link right now, and sir, you could adopt 4 or 5 dogs. I could have them delivered to you if that'll make it.
Hold up. You have a delivery option?
So absolutely we have a delivery option. So
you're making it too easy, Joe.
We're not quite Amazon yet, but
oh my goodness,
we absolutely can assist with transport as well. So if you're listening to this and you're not right around the corner in Galveston, if our issue is how do we get a dog from Galveston to New York, we do have a plan for that. We've sent dogs to New York, to Canada, to Boise, Idaho, all in the last 6 months. Don't let distance be what stops you from helping out. If you've got room in your heart and home for another animal, we can fill that gap.
And on that note as well, the need. I mean, if I could, I have a dog right now. I had two. One passed away. You see the pictures of dogs on Facebook. You see dogs that are hurt, that are abused. It's sad. And then you see the ones, as you're saying, that have been in a shelter where someone has it posted that so-and-so has been there 200 days or 100 days, and they're just sitting in their cage lonely. That's sad.
It's even more sad to see how happy and wiggle butt those animals are the day they land versus how that 200 days affects them. That's a long time. You think that a day in the life of a dog, right? So we talk human years and dog years, and so one of our years is 7 for a dog. 200 days is a long time in a shelter for any animal.
Well, the great news is we're here spreading the word, so there are people that understand now just a little bit more about what you're doing, what's available to help, and as far as adopting, fostering, those are two ways to help. I would assume also if someone wants to make a donation of their dollars, wherever they are in Galveston, Houston, or Indiana, wherever, they can donate dollars.
Absolutely.
And can they donate time if they don't have money and they just want to come and walk the dogs or things like that? Do you allow that?
So, indeed, our overwhelming need is obviously adopting homes and fosters, but we also have a very robust volunteer program. If you've got extra time on your hands, we've got a remarkable amount of things to do, whether that's helping on-site at the shelter or at one of our off-site events. And as far as being able to donate, yes, we have lots of exciting opportunities as far as how you can donate. So in addition to simply a monthly donation, a one-time donation, we also have some pretty exciting events when it comes to things to do on the island. So if you wanted to come down to the island and see what putting 30 dogs on surfboards looks like.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. So in true island style, we will be having our Ohana Surf Dog competition on July the 20th, and that's right around the corner. So we do still have some sponsorships available for that. And then even bigger than our surf dog competition, we've just launched.
What could be bigger than that? Wait a minute.
But it's hard to beat, but we found a way. So our 22nd annual Paws Gala, this is the biggest party thrown by the Galveston Island Humane Society. We take over the San Luis Resort and Convention Center. This year, our theme will be Saturday Night Live in September. And so GalvestonHumane.org, you can go to our donate or to our events page to see the latest and greatest things that are happening.
And one more second, I want to embellish the dog surfing because I've never seen that. Okay.
Well,
and I think this is big enough, Josh, where people might even fly from out of town. Tell us about dog surfing once again. The date is July 20th. What time of day is this going to happen?
So July the 20th. Now, we'll open up the registration table at 7:30 for those who haven't got their registration form filled out yet, because some folks do operate on island time.
Who are the dogs that are going to be surfing? Where do they come from?
We do have some folks that travel in, and we've got some locals that are willing to defend their title from last year. It absolutely is a big thing. This is now the 11th year that we've had our surf dog competition. And in all honesty, we've had a cat on a surfboard in years past. So
it seems disturbing for a minute, but okay.
It's one of those things you gotta see in person to believe. It's truly Galveston all the way around. And where else are you going to go to see dogs on surfboards?
Only Galveston. Josh, let's tell people how they can learn more. Of course, the website is
GalvestonHumane.org. And you can also follow us on our social media pages. We're on Facebook at Galveston Humane. We're on Instagram at Galveston Humane. You can also call us directly at the shelter at 409-740-1919. 409-740-1919.
We can adopt a pet, we can foster a pet, we can donate money, we can donate our time, and
absolutely,
we can watch dogs.
And you can watch dogs on
surfboards. So much to take in. I'm astounded. Thank you, Josh Henderson. The number again is
409-740-1919.
Thank you.
In today's litigious society, it is imperative to have the proper insurance to offset the many risks facing your business, especially if you're a real estate broker. Your errors and omissions and cyber liability insurance can help limit the threat of these risks if you know what to look for. Not sure if your insurance addresses the risks facing your business? Contact Stewart Insurance to be confident your brokerage can withstand these risks. Stewart Insurance, 866-798-2827. StewartInsurance.com. That's StewartInsurance.com or call 866-798-2827.
Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title would not be possible without our partner, Stewart Insurance. With a focus in real estate and a special focus on real estate brokers, Stewart Insurance creates insurance plans to address the risks facing our industry today. They invest a significant amount of time helping real estate broker owners offset and manage their risks. Here he is, John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance. John, welcome to the show.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Well, here we go. A very interesting show today, and of course, helping people in a tremendous way as we try to do at Stewart Title and Stewart Insurance. With Stewart Insurance, your team are out there on the front lines in the insurance world providing excellent customer service. What do you have for us today?
In the real estate industry, whether you're being a realtor or a broker, independent title attorney agent, or property management firm, you're out there and you want to help people. That's part of the reason that the folks get into that industry. And that's admirable. But because we're out working with people, that can increase the exposure that we have. And some of the exposures that we have that are out there that we need to be aware of are things like, you know, if somebody were to get hurt while we were helping them out, or if we were to damage somebody's property, or if somebody felt like that we had said something or written something that was offensive to them, then that risk is out there. So how do we offset that risk? And that's what we wanted to talk about today would be a business owner's policy and how that can help a real estate broker, or independent title attorney agent, property management firm, minimize those risks or offset those risks through that business owner's program, or sometimes you hear it called a BOP.
Well, and of course, at stewartinsurance.com, you have so many policies, but the business owner policy is very important.
Well, it does, because it combines a couple of different plans. It combines a general liability policy with the commercial property insurance. So, and if you combine the two and you meet some of the criteria that the insurance companies have set, you can actually save money having the combined policy versus having them separate. So the general liability policy can help with things like, let's say you have an open house and you're taking a client through the open house and they slip and fall and they get hurt. So it can help with the cost of that. Or if there's a lawsuit because they slipped and fell, or they were in your office meeting with you and they fell and hurt themselves and there was a lawsuit, it can help with those costs. If you're doing a staging for a home prior to an open house and you were to destroy a valuable or break a valuable, it can help with those costs as well. Think about if you were building a website or a social media page and you found a great photograph that you liked. Let's say a photograph of the skyline of Houston, and you cropped it and put it on your social media feed or on your one of your business websites, and you put your logo on it, but you didn't have the rights to the photograph. So now there's a copyright infringement. It can help with that kind of coverage. We went through that with one of our clients that happened to them, and they didn't have the coverage, so they were having to pay the settlement themselves. You know, you'll hear things called advertising injury, and that's really, have you said something or written something that somebody finds offensive or felt like that it hurt their ability to do business or hurt their ability to sell a home or to buy a home? So whether it be a slander or libel, that coverage comes into play through the general liability portion of a business owner's policy.
So many potential hazards out there.
Well, there really are, and it's important to understand what those hazards are. And you're never going to get rid of all the risks. But what you can do is either minimize the risk by being prepared, and then you can offset the risks through the insurance. The other side of it is that business property or commercial property. So it protects your office and your furnishings and your equipment. So, you know, if you were to have a desk and computers and all damaged by a fire or a windstorm, or there was vandalism or theft, those items are covered by the business owner's property, or excuse me, by the commercial end of it. So your commercial business property. So again, for one plan, you get both the general liability coverage and the commercial. Many times, if you have a brick and mortar location and it's leased, your landlord's going to require general liability anyway. So why don't we go ahead and make it a business owner's policy? And that way you've got broader coverage and you've saved some money.
Yeah, and a company may have several locations too. We find that all the time in the real estate world.
Absolutely. And we just want to make sure that all those locations are covered, and then we can cover all those locations under one plan. Well, if you'd like to be properly insured, and that simply means that you're comfortable with the coverage that you have, whether that be the most conservative type of coverage or the most aggressive type of coverage, we can help you out with that. And it's just making sure that you're comfortable understanding how much risk you're taking on as an individual or a company versus how much risk you're offsetting to an insurance company. And as I said, we can work with you on your business owner's plan, your general liability, your commercial property, errors and omissions, cyber liability for real estate brokers, realtors, property management firms, and independent title and attorney agents. And we can also do the same thing for individuals and families with their home insurance, auto, wind, flood, investment property, watercraft, or motorcycle. We can help with that insurance as well.
Covering so many bases. How can people reach Stewart Insurance?
You can reach us at 866-798-2827. That's 866-798-2827. You can learn more about us at stewardinsurance.com, or you can email us at stewardinsurance@stewart.com.
What if I'm in Galveston?
We do have a Galveston hotline, and that's 866-798-2827.
And you're also, I want to remind people, here in Houston, certainly you're helping people all over the Houston area, but if someone's in Washington State, Wyoming, or anywhere else, Stewart Insurance can also provide coverage and help there too.
Absolutely. We have both personal and business lines clients all over the U.S.
Unbelievable. The number again is
866-798-2827.
Thank you, John Bramlett. And now she is back, Denise Mears, Project Protect Our Children, projectprotectourchildren.com. Denise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, here we are. As we wind up the show, let's tell people what else you want them to know about Project Protect Our Children.
So I really want to say thank you. You know, talking about child trafficking exploitation is hard. It's a hard discussion, but it's one that we have to have, because not having the discussion is what allows it to continue to grow. And when I started in anti-human trafficking, it was the number three criminal industry. It had moved up to the number two when I started Project Protect Our Children. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. I want to end this giving you hope and an opportunity. So hope, we're filling the gaps. We have programs in place that are reaching audiences that didn't have the access to the knowledge and information. And that's really the key, is getting the information to everyone, regardless of where you are, where you live, and the role that you play, whether it is a youth, a parent, an educator, a grandparent, or a community member. I want to say that I want to give you an opportunity. If you feel called to it, we can find a volunteer opportunity for you. At the end of the day, we all have a role to play. It's just figuring out how we can best use your time, your talents, your services, your circle of influence. We have our very first gala coming up in January of 2025. Believe it or not, since our very first board meeting, October of 2019, to June 15th of this year, we had served over 51,000 with our outreach, awareness, and prevention programs. And that's youth, children, parents, educators, and community members. So we're so excited to announce that we have that gala coming up January 2025. We're looking for corporate sponsors. We, of course, would love to partner with those within the community from a corporate sponsorship for the gala, or just an annual corporate sponsorship. Donations will help us impact and reach more. And so at the end of the day, the conversations have to be had. We have to talk about it. We have to fill the gap in that those discussions aren't being had. So we need to give the information and the knowledge to those that are in the right positions, whether that's their youth, our parents, our grandparents, or educators, so we can truly prevent the crime.
And reminding everyone, Denise Mears, you are the executive director and founder of Project Protect Our Children. And Denise, if someone does want to help, once again, the website is?
www.projectprotectourchildren.com. They can also email at educate@projectprotectourchildren.com. They can also follow us on social media, both Instagram, Snapchat, X, Facebook, just about everything out there. So Project Protect Our Children. Reach out to us. We would love to talk to you.
And certainly right here in Houston, or anywhere that you are hearing me right now in the world, can help. ProjectProtectOurChildren.com. Denise Mears, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And now, here they are, Shelley and Chris Cooley, once again with the Cooley team here in Houston, Texas. Hey guys, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you again for having us. This has been fun.
Before we close the show, what else do you want people to know?
I think one of the things that we just want to make sure that we drive home is just the personal touch that you get with the Cooley team. You're going to get two people that are working together on your behalf to make sure that you have the smoothest transaction you can possibly have, whether you're a seller, whether you're buying, doesn't matter. We're happy to work with you.
And give us an idea, Shelley, right now, as the market is the way it is, it's exciting still, but if someone wants to sell their home, how are you advising as you're having a listing appointment? How are you coaching the expectations right now?
Well, I think that pricing is key, right? So I think that, you know, you have to look at the recent data and really use that as a guide and price your house correctly. That's super important. We also talk to people about prepping their home, you know, proper staging, getting it ready for the market. And then, of course, professional photography is huge. So we just guide them through the steps to make their experience the best that, you know, it can be. And obviously, at the end of the day, we want to sell their home for maximum value.
And as people, you mentioned earlier, as people are coming from other places, how are they finding out about you? Because marketing is so important. You have a catchy name. I bet people will never forget you now that you've been on the show. But in the meantime, how do you get the word out for that California buyer or the New York buyer?
I think it really comes down to referrals. People that have worked with us in the past who were very satisfied with the service that they got from us. And they want their family and friends and themselves eventually to experience that service again.
Well, thank you guys so much. Let's tell people once again how they can reach the Cooley team.
You can contact us on any of the social media platforms. Our website is www.thecooleyteam.com. And you could contact me directly at 832-419-6039.
Yep, and you can contact Chris Cooley at 713-377-8147.
I like that, thecooleyteam.com. Too cool. Thank you guys for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, as we close, Josh Henderson, Galveston Island Humane Society. Josh, with the minute left that we have, final word, what else you want people to know about what you're doing and how they can help?
You know, as a realty show, I have to point out that 2 out of 3 homes, 66% of homes throughout the nation, have an animal. We want to make sure that we do our part to bump that up. So if you have any opportunity to adopt or foster, volunteer, donate, check out our website for our available animals. Check out our upcoming events. We've always got something exciting going on. Forget to check out our surf dog competition coming up. And reserve your space now for the Paws Gala in September. That one's going to sell out.
Again, the website is
GalvestonHumane.org.
GalvestonHumane.org. Want to thank Jennifer Shemitis from Stewart Title, Kim Dawkins from Stewart Title, Maggie Green for making this show possible, and especially this show as we're trying to help people out there, help the community, help children, parents, animals. All that, it's all connected to real estate. Thank you for listening to Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I am your host, Bill Nampick. That's right, Bill Nampick, together with John Bramlett and all of us at Stewart Title and Stewart Insurance. Thanks for listening. Simply go to stewart.com/radio. That's right, you can see and hear the guests and go to the show archive at stewart.com/radio. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.